Hi guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed, episode 114. I'm Christy, your host, and I've noticed while I'm learning all of these new things and these new philosophies and ways on moving through life in happier, more positive, and like authentic ways, what I realized is that there's this common thread of like reverse thinking, I'll call it. Now, my whole life, I've gone through my life, I think with a lot of like, let me say like, I've thought backwards in a lot of ways when I didn't really realize that it was impacting me. And I want to share it with you because I'm trying to reverse it. It's hard to reverse because these are things and philosophies and beliefs that I've carried with me for many, many years. But when you think about it and you sit on it and you repeat it over and over and over again, it really starts to make sense. And I feel it internally. So the first thing that I hear, it's a common thread across all of the successful, wealthy, happy, balanced people that I listen to, the common thread is that they practice gratitude. Gratitude is literally the most important aspect and the key to one's happiness. And I know that for a fact for myself because I've literally been training myself every single day for over three years. Every single day, every morning I wake up. And I come up with just random things that I actually feel grateful for. So it could be the same things. Like usually when I drink my coffee, first sip of coffee, I'm like, thank you. For instance, this morning I woke up for the first morning. I like drove my son to school and the sun was shining. And I was like, oh, I soaked it in for a moment. And I just said, thank you. Like that fills me. It makes me feel happy. You know, I am thankful that I didn't take this guy's door off when I was driving my son to school because he like randomly opened the door, scared the crap out of me, but I didn't hit him. So I'm like, oh, thank God I didn't hit him. Just like the littlest things. So it's what it is a practice. And what it does is it creates this automatic loop of happiness that crops up in me randomly. And it's just a little gift. Like it's a gift. And I feel like when I strengthen it by repetition, doing things over and over again throughout my day, finding things that I'm happy about and saying thank you, like those things really strengthen me. But when I was growing up, for the majority of my life, I will say, I used to think that I would start feeling grateful when I was happy. And what I realized is that it's the complete opposite. I am grateful first, and then the happiness comes. It's a reverse engineered moment because I don't know, I never really thought about dissecting the little things, the everyday little things to be happy about and cherishing them. I took a lot for granted. I think a lot of us do. It's not abnormal, but it is a shame because when we discount all of the little blessings that we have in our lives, it makes us sour. Like I remember walking around just feeling like I don't have shit to be grateful for. Like I would walk around feeling like defeated and deflated a lot of times when there was so many things that I could be happy about. Just the fact that I have a full head of hair, you know, and some women are like going bald, okay? I'm just like coming up with randomness, but it's like I have legs and I run every morning and I actually do think to myself, thank you. Thank God for my legs. Thank God for my strengths. Thank God for my practices that make and keep me healthy. Thank God for my health. Thank God for even though I walked through life not knowing a lot of the practices that I know now, I managed to get myself to a position in my life that I feel happy and I feel proud and I am blessed. Like, I am so, so grateful that I have a loving husband and two healthy, really beautiful, happy little boys who are happy little souls. They're like really great kids, and I just feel unworthy almost of all of the blessings that I have, and I'm grateful for all of that. Another thing I picked up on that needed to be reverse engineered in my thought processes was that I would get inspired after I was motivated. Well, in the meantime, like, I've stopped that. Like, I'm not waiting to feel like doing things, for instance. I do them. And then after I do them, it builds my confidence. Like, I'm coming up against myself and a lot of these people who practice, that have successful rituals. They force themselves to do all the annoying things they don't feel like doing. For instance, working out in the morning. First thing every single morning. I've been doing it every single day, 7 days, except for when I had COVID, when I was really, really sick. But every single day other than that, for 3 years. What it did, I went through waves where I absolutely felt like giving up and didn't want to do it anymore, but I did it anyway. And what it's done is created this really psychological loop in my head where I'm like, I have to do it now. Like, there's no way in hell I'm not running. So instead of waiting to feel motivated, I do it anyway. And then after that, I feel inspired. It builds my confidence. It lifts me. It makes me feel proud of myself. And it's definitely a stepping stone to taking yourself to another level, because you're doing things that most people don't do, so you can have things that most people don't have. And I'm actually really in a good place and happy about my body and my strength and where I am. I have goals to improve, but I'm happy where I am. I wanted to also mention that just feeling grateful, it has a way, and I know, like Steve Harvey says, like, it coats him before he goes out into the world. He has his gratitude practice in the morning, and then he goes out and he lives his life. And he said that it coats him from the negative things that could be coming at him. Now, it's not to be focused on. Like, you don't need to focus on all the negative things, but when you do think about it, like, I don't know, most people live in a state of caution. I'll call it caution. And to be honest, it's actually fear. Like, they don't want to inconvenience themselves. They don't want to take risks. They don't want to be uncomfortable. And in the meantime, like, every good thing in life requires a certain amount of pain. I mean, that saying is so cliche, but it's like, no pain, no gain. And you hear it all the time, but it's true. It's like, if you aren't willing to stick your neck out, if you aren't willing to suffer to a certain extent, you're not going to reap the rewards. I'm in a constant state of discomfort. I feel like owning my own business, I'm constantly at it, and I'm adjusting and I'm figuring myself out. It's challenging, but I am. And it's like this constant state of an unknowing, right? Because there is no certainty in life, an unknowing, but then the faith gets layered on there. So it's like an unknowing with like this foundation of faith. And the foundation of faith is what I call my spiritual practice, which I am developing as we speak. And doing that is you know, it's kind of mind, body, spirit. So it's like the working out, the meditating every day, the journaling for sure, seeking out people that have the same philosophies on life that I can discuss these things with. I'm in a group where it's a bunch of entrepreneurs, and we discuss our fears, and we discuss things that we're overcoming. We're celebrating the things that we are achieving, and it's like a really healthy, really nice network of people that are just like kind of pushing themselves to the razor's edge is what I'm going to call it. It's they're pushing themselves to the limit to grow. It's kind of awesome being around that energy. So anyway, I don't know. That's about it. I just thought it was interesting, though, to think about things in reverse and doing the tough things first and then reaping the rewards after the fact. And then once you start doing that on a loop, everything changes. Thank you for listening. I hope you guys liked the episode. Hit subscribe, rate and review the podcast. And any new listeners can go to www.stylereform.fashion. We are in the midst of launching all new categories. So the whole collection is actually changing. I'm so inspired. I'm so in love with designing these pieces again. Check them out. And for any new shoppers, you can get 20% off with the code POD, P-O-D. Thanks.